It's 8:55 and time now for a look at the commodities with Bill Mayer at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are things looking out there?
Well, we're kind of weaker here going into the reopen here this morning. We started out being a little bit higher overnight, but when we opened back up here at 8:30, the corn right now is down about 2 cents. July is at 360¾. The December is at 379. The soybeans are about unchanged, July being at 904, November at 912. That's down 1¼, actually, on the November now. And the wheat is up a couple, with the July at 463¼. For the week, we really beat up the grains here this week, and just really commodities in general. It's just been kind of a general fall in a lot of the softs and other metals, all the commodities really. But for the week, we have wheat down right now about 20 cents. Corn's down about 20 cents for the week. The wheat is down about 2, and the beans are down about 31 right now for the week. So kind of a rough week, and we've got volatility lower now in the options. And of course, we have the report out a week from today on the quarterly stocks and the acreage report. That's going to be the focus next week, along with, of course, the weather as we go into the week next week. But trade is expecting the corn stocks to be about 400 to 500 million bushels higher than what they were a year ago, which is about what the USDA has been saying from a carryout standpoint. So if we come in that range, that's not going to be a huge surprise. I think the big number of the focus will be on the corn acres next week, and we'll see where the acreage actually came out. Most are expecting a shift of more bean acres and less corn acres. Other news here, the July options expire today, so we have some volatility because of that. July corn is at 361 right now, as I mentioned. A lot of times on an option expiration day, we may pin a strike price, and 360 would look to be that strike price if we're going to do that, which would end up being about 3 lower for the day and down hard for the week, like I said. Weather's going to be a factor, and as we're looking at the radar this morning, we have things pretty well lit up on the screen, and the attitude of the trade right now is just rain makes grain, and they have really open interest went up yesterday about 12,000 contracts, which means that you had new short positions coming on, which is something that we haven't had for quite a while here in the corn market. So other than that, we're probably just get through today, see where we can close. Hopefully we can maybe see a little short covering at the end. And as we come in next Sunday night, we'll see what the weather looks like and going into that 4th of July period and the report next Friday.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Jim.
Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign reporting for us on the opening market report this morning. Weather forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms likely this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 81, a low of 59 tonight with clear skies, and tomorrow sunny, cooler, and less humid with a high of 75. Last report, light rain at Willett Airport and 77 degrees, 74 with a thunderstorm at Decatur. And it's 74 outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WYLL AM 580, WYLL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana. The time is 9 o'clock.